One, two. Right, I'm sorry. My new laptop. Has just thrown a right wobbler. Anyway. Turned it off and turned it on again. Sorted it. Right, good evening and welcome. Once again, sorry for the technical issues. Funky House Friday is back. Woohoo! Right, how the devil are we? What is going down this Friday evening? Welcome aboard, Bones, Jill and Motley, Sarah, Mitch, Shane, Matt, Shell and Daz, Maurice, Michelle, Jackie and Mark, Adele, Di, and anyone else I've missed. I was just going through messages before. Nearly shouted myself out. Shout out to Dale in the chat. Yeah. Welcome, Tom. Bones has been painting. I tried that the other day. My flat looks like it was painted. By Stevie Wonder. It is such a mess. I mean, if you don't look too closely. But I'm going to put it up for sale again this week. And I was trying to do it, and you know what I thought? I can't be arsed. Whoever buys this flat can paint it themselves. Like, realistically, how much difference is it going to make? We'll be right back. Honestly, they were more on carpet than on the walls. Everywhere. All over me. All over my furniture. All over back at telly. What a turd job. I got to have faith. If you are a painter and decorator, I doth my cap to you. Hey, I got a half faith. It's not for me. Right, Funky House Friday here on Home Rave. It's been a while since I've said that. Welcome Francis in the house. Welcome Alan, crank it up. Big shout out to Sarah. That's how you said to pronounce it, isn't it, Matt? Sarah. Oh no, she's fell downstairs. Levered. 3 a.m. Were you levered or did you just fall down the stairs? Big love to Sarah, get well soon. Good evening, Emma Greer, Emma Lee and Jess in Whitley Bay. Loving the tunes, hello girls. Good evening, Colin. Good evening, Jackie. The weekend has landed. Funky House Friday, kicking your weekend off. Just wait. Right, who's on the Bevs tonight? I can only have one. Will I take care of my children? Got me car. Hey, I got a half faith. Hey, hey. Come on. Shout out to Jamie and Lindsay in Rosendale. Keep holding on. Funky House Friday here on Home Rave. I know, I wanted a drink tonight, I really did. But I'm up in the morning, I've got to go to Halifax again. Go meet a photographer from the local paper. Stand there for 5 seconds. Get me photo taken like this. And drive back home again. So yeah, taking it steady tonight. We're having a few tomorrow though. We'll be right back. I'm a bit dubious about this photographer I'm meeting tomorrow. Because last time I seen him, he took a photo of me outside the Victoria Theatre for our lockdown reunion. And when I seen it in paper, I don't know if you guys remember, I looked like a feckin' Teletubby. I mean, I had a bit of lockdown timber on, but I don't think my body warmer helped zipped up either. But he took it from the angle, like downwards like this. I'm here to spread love all over the world. Open paper. I was like, oh, smart. Tinky wanky. Hopefully tomorrow's will be a bit better. I'm here to spread love all over the world. That is a good example, Bones. I look like a jacket potato in a baseball cap and a body warmer. Right, welcome to the show. Good evening. I hope you are all well. The weekend has landed. Unless you work on weekends, in which case it hasn't. But for the majority of us, it has. So, I am on here tonight. Sorry I missed Wednesday, by the way. I'm here tonight and I'm also on tomorrow. Double ender. All over the world. I know you look like a double ender. I'm here to spread love all over the world. I'm here to spread love. Did I ever tell you that story when I found a double ender in my mate's parents' bedroom? I'm here to spread love all over the world. Right here. That is a true story. I'm here to spread love all over the world. I'm here to spread love all over the world. Kinky buggers, eh? Right now. I'm here to spread love all over the world. I'm here to spread love all over the world. It's a long story why I was in their bedroom. Right, my mate, I'm not going to mention any names here, but his parents had a secret stash of, you know, dirty VHS that we found. We're in sixth form at this point, I think. Anyway, we found the VHSs. Oh, I wonder what else is under bed. Pulled out this. It had to be 15 inch. Double ender. Imagine his face, can't you? So lost and so alone, looking for a place to call my home. Oh dear. Yeah, VHS, it was years ago, this, you know. I'm 42. Adele says, parents' worst nightmare, kids going rooting. Why, what are you hiding, Adele? I was laughing. We all were. The thing is, the parents are quite well known in a certain degree. Which made it even funnier. Like a memory. Dirty buggers. We were just trying to imagine, like, what were going on in that bedroom with a double ended. Well, I knew what was going on, but. Like, how does that work? Anyway, you can tell Funky House Friday is back, can't you? Have a similar story. Like, have you lot found anything that you shouldn't have? I'm also glad that my mum's not on this particular episode tonight. One Friday night, laying down on my knees, I asked the Lord to help me, please. I needed to know a greater love for me. I needed to feel free, feel free. Oh, Adele once found some dirty mags after school, took them home and hid them. Go on, Adele. Have you still got them? Shell found her older brother's magazines. He pissed her off one day, so he threw them at him in front of his girlfriend and their mom. Our mom, even. Shell. Keep these stories coming, I like them. Says, I remember when Johnny and his mates used to swap PlayStation games. And there were dirty CDs inside. CDs? Sorry, just noises. Driving around in Nova. I think you mean DVDs, Bones. Right, Funky House Friday here on Hellmave. How are we doing? Welcome aboard. We did Bones Hour in the car with him listening to sex noises. Julie had vinyl in her car. Oh, sorry, she said tapes. Right, Funky House Friday. Here on Hellmave, live and direct. Kicking your weekend off just right. Let us know in the chat what you're up to. Where you listening from? What are you doing this weekend? Is anyone out in town tomorrow? I am at the end after my Saturday show. Let us know what's going down. Grab a drink while you're at it. Sadly not Adele. Welcome to the chat, Amy. Amy's walked in wondering what's going on. Basically, I was explaining how I found a double-ended dildo in my mate's parents' bedroom when I was like 18. So I was asking you lot, what's the funniest thing you've found of a similar nature? So that question goes to you, Amy. There must be some more stories, by the way. Not many of you are speaking. Don't be shy. Come on. We're all friends here. Right, so is anyone coming to Leeds tomorrow night? Or is it just me? Shell says he got caught watching his mum's porn by his mom. Who? Who's he? I mean, that is rather an awkward situation. We'll be right back. Amy's got a story. Hang on. Let me rewind the chat. Amy says, I babysat for next door neighbour. He was too quiet. Went to check on him and he was bashing one out. So what I thought was porn, but it was actually the Argos catalogue when they did clothing. I don't remember Argos doing clothing. You sure it went to Sega Mega Drive or something? Dai said, I used to deliver flowers one day, walked past the window and saw a porn on the TV. An old man came to the door. She asked if she could come in. Okay, I made that last bit up. Keep your stories coming. Loving it. Oh yeah, Julie. Kay's catalogue. Right, good read. Show Rachel P. Good evening, lurkers as well. Walking on clouds. Hope you're all good. Any lurkers want to say hello? let me give you a shout out. Got some lockdown funky house anthems in the pipeline. Right, crank it up. Some Friday feel good tunage. Crank it up. The weekend has landed. Let's go. Right, need a slash. I will be right back. To put the video on loop, but I'm going to do that now before I forget. One sec.
It's gonna be all right.
right, it's on loop now. No more black screen. I love it one more time because it makes me right happy. Right, fuzzy and warm inside this. Weeks on Sunday, innit? 3 weeks on Sunday. Lockdown vibes on this one. Woohoo! Loving it, loving it, loving it. Happy Funky Friday, you filthy funky ferrets. Hi Kelly, by the way. Welcome Kelly and Dave Wood in the house. Anyone else that's just joined us, good evening. Serena in the house. Funky House Friday. Here we go. Right, after this one, I'm going to play one of my favourite tunes ever, Funky House-wise. It was the first tune I ever played when I started my residency at Fibre in 2009. Maybe. Jealousy. I remember it, I manifested it, I heard it and I thought, Oh, I can just imagine me playing that at Fiber.
Let's make a brand new start. Open up your mind.
And it rocks.
Little some of this jealousy.
Just like this one.
Inside of me. With all this jealousy.
Oh, Dave's lurking.
Somebody.
I wonder if Sean's lurking too.
Somebody.
This is a tune, not one of the most well-known of Funky House tunes. However, when this is played on a big sound system, let me tell you, this record boots off. So crank it up. The weekend has landed. It's Funky House Friday. Here on Home Rave. Let's give it some.
First time I met House, it was a moonlit night. It was destined to be, it was love at first sight. First time I met House, I was lost in a space. You see, I came there alone, but she made me feel right at home. First time I met House, she was deeper than deep. I felt a chill down my spine, from my head to my feet. First time I met House, it was like a symphony of life. And she took my breath away, and she did it all night. First time I met House, she didn't even know my name, but she was my doctor love and she cured my every pain. First time I met House, I knew our love would last forever because that night she blew my mind. It was a sign from the divine.
I know that obviously our old school stuff, the newer stuff and the trance stuff kind of gets most of the attention these days, but I'm telling you now, funky house.
First time I met house, I
never dies.
I'd wake up in a cold, hot sweat.
This music,
was it true?
Will live on forever. It'll never age. It'll never date.
Or was it just a lovely dream I had once?
And when you get a full dance floor in a big nightclub,
I promise I'd
all on the same vibe listening to this music.
She had a million lovers just like me.
You just cannot beat it.
Your songs and melodies forever dictating my Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. I guess I'll be a fool for tomorrow.
Come on, crank it up. Friday night. The weekend has landed. Let's give it some. I need to do some more Funky House Fridays. I tell you what, I would love to still have the energy and the time to do three shows a week like lockdown. I was talking to someone about it the other day, actually. I was just like, those days, lockdown, the only thing I had to worry about back then was how many Coronas they had in the fridge. And what tunes are we going to play to everyone? Nothing else. Well, apart from looking after Leo. But you know what I mean. Those days were golden. But anyway, I'm going to try and fit a few more of these in. Because I do love playing this music. I agree. Life was so simple, wasn't it? Weather were glorious. Life reset. Everyone turned nice. Right, crank it up. This is a tune. We'll be right back. also remember Mick. They were there when I was at the Tube. Top man is Mick. So just a reminder, I am back on tomorrow from 7 o'clock, if anyone's interested. Hey up, Jack. Yeah, so tomorrow I am down, not down, I'm down here actually. I am here 7 till 9. Then I am heading to the End to play 10:30 to midnight. For anyone that's interested that may want to see, join us online here or in person in Leeds, that's where you'll find me. Welcome Peter in the house. I do need to get up on Sunday morning though. So if you are in Leeds and you see me getting Snickers shots beyond midnight, please knock them out of my hand. Or even better, take them out of my hand and drink them yourself. I need to be in bed by 1 a.m. at the latest. So Sunday morning I have got Leo's football, and then later on Sunday afternoon, can anyone guess where I am going? It's like the memory. I'll give you a clue. The last time I went, a few weeks ago, I was meant to go for work purposes and got absolutely feck all done because I was levered the whole entire time. But I've seen... So I've seen some flights midweek last week. £26 return. Ryanair. I mean, come on. It cost me £18 to get here from my house. So yeah, I'm going back to do some work this time. Isn't that mad though, right? £26 return from Manchester to Ibiza. Yes, it's only a rucksack, but I'm only going for 3 nights. So just to confirm, that is £13. £13 to get to Ibiza from Manchester. And another £13 to get back.
How did this happen?
It is actually, coincidentally, £13 exactly for a taxi from here in Morley to East Ardsley, which is 9 minutes away in a taxi.
Have I finally seen the light of a man called Mr. White?
Also, that just shows how much Jet 2 are rip-off merchants, because their flights were £250. I like Jet 2. I'm trying to like Jet 2 because they're local. However, with that Jess Glynn song and their stupid prices, it's making it very difficult. Honestly, Bones, that song is like nails down a chalkboard times 1,000. It's like scratching your fork on a plate times 1,000.
Darling, hold my hand.
Chuff off! Screeching stupid woman. I want to rip my ears off and stick them up my bumhole. And they keep chuffing, playing it.
Thank you.
Jackie and Mark have bought Jess Glynn tickets for Scarborough in June. Why? Why though? I would pay to not see her. Imagine my face sat on a flight listening to that screech banger, can't you? With another lame excuse, say all of your lies, all of your sweet talk, baby this, baby that, but your lies ain't working now, now, look who's hurting now, now, shut you down, now, shut you down, burn it off, all of your lies, all of your sweet talk, baby this, baby that, but your lies. Sat in the emergency seats and they come over and they go, just you're in an emergency seat here. I just want to make sure that you are capable of opening those doors in an emergency. And I'm like, if you play that song one more time, you'll find out in about 5 seconds. When I pull the chuffing doors off and forward roll onto concrete. Tarmac, actually. Barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. But you know what I mean. You gon' get your sun. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some love. Anyway, I'm going with Ryanair, so it don't matter. There you came. Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve. But you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another. Shout out to Amy, who says he's in need of a wash. Apparently. I know, Emmy, I'm only joking. You enjoy bathing in your own filth. I'm sure it's lovely. Right, Funky House Friday. Couple of tunes left. I'm going to leave you for tonight. I'm back on tomorrow from 7 o'clock through till 9. I'll need some Zoomers if anyone fancies a dance. Right, enjoyed tonight. I know I keep saying this, but I'm going to try and do more Funky House Fridays. I do proper love them. Going to finish off the show with one of mine from just before lockdown, actually, when I went through a bit of a disco funky stage. This is my remix of Toni Braxton, Making Me High. Last tune for the night. Looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. So tomorrow, 7 o'clock, on here. Thank you all for a wonderful Funky House Friday. Proper good vibes tonight. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I'll see you all tomorrow from 7. Don't forget, I'm at the end in Leeds. If you are out, I'll be on the decks at 10:30 until midnight. See you tomorrow. Love you long time. Good night. You make my temperature.